Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Welcome back. So it's European action for three Irish sides this week. All three are away from home. Dundalk, Cork, Shamrock Rovers all in action. Dundalk drew 1-1 last week with Rosenborg there in Norway. Cork once again face AEK Larnaca in Cyprus. They're 1-0 down. And Shamrock Rovers on Thursday are in Prague. They have it all to do after losing 3-2 to Mladá Boleslav last week. Dan McDonald of the Irish Independent is on the line from Norway, where Dundalk are in action. And Dan, you're in Trondheim, which is about 500 kilometres north of Oslo, and it's where Rosenborg play their football. And I must admit, it came as news to me today to learn that there is actually no Rosenborg, that Rosenborg don't, in fact, play in a place called Rosenborg.
Yeah, I was aware of that.
You just said off-air that you weren't.
Well, no, I knew that they played in Trondheim. I knew that they played in Trondheim because I was talking to a couple of lads during the week who were in Trondheim in 2003. I just don't know, in an amateur level, I don't know actually what the origins of Rosenborg is. Is it an area or just the name of the club or what it actually is? I just knew that they weren't based in, like it's not Rosenborg, it's actually a place itself. I wasn't aware of that much, but I assume there's some story behind it. I think it might be an area in Trondheim, but it's not like there's no welcome to Rosenborg signs here anywhere now.
Yeah, do you remember sensible soccer that they didn't have the naming rights? They couldn't actually call the teams the teams. Do you remember when like Pro Evolution Soccer came out? They couldn't actually call them Manchester Red and all that sort of thing. They were always called Trondheim on that.
Rosenborg were
always called Trondheim. That's what made me aware of it. But
so there's no Rosenborg.
No, I think it's a. I'm just having
that's disappointing news now, to be honest.
It's a residential area. Yeah, it's a residential area in Trondheim. Right. There you go. I mean, it's like similar to the origins of a lot of names of football teams, you know, in the UK and beyond. It's just, you know, it's just no. There is no magical Rosenborg place. You could have landed in Norway, Joe, and asked, "Show me the way to Rosenborg," and been laughed out of the town by everyone you met along the way. No. And I suppose that is the context. Stephen Kenny was here before, so he was aware of that as a young coach with Bohemians in 2003,
right.
Where they got hammered here in the second leg of a game. But I think he's a bit more optimistic of getting a better result this time around.
You're about 7-hour drive north of Oslo, is that right?
Yeah, I haven't taken on the drive myself, but it is. Yeah, like it's a bit. There was actually some talk of some of the Dundalk fans and stuff actually getting a train, and it was actually that sort of. That sort of time frame, actually, you know. So, it's. I think I gathered the weather at home today is terrific. It's actually pretty wet, and that bit further north here, so it's not really synonymous with you know, wonderful summers or anything like that. It's actually not even at night time. It wasn't necessarily that dark last night. Not like Iceland this time last year, where the dark were there in like 23 hours of brightness, but. Not totally dissimilar in terms of sort of climate and the general sort of vibe around the place. It's pretty quiet, around 100,000 to 150,000 people. You know, I've been in Oslo before, and it's a bit more thriving here. It's a small bit more quiet during the week, and the football club really is, you know, a big deal here. Everyone knows, you know, everyone knows when they hear Irish voices that they're here for the game. I mean, Rosenborg are obviously, they probably have put Trondheim on the map, although not to the extent that other people realise that it exists.
I think, to be fair, I think we better off start talking about the football anyway.
Want to dispute that Rosenborg have put Trondheim on
the
map.
Oh, no, that's good. That's good.
Joe's knowledge of Norway is, I mean, a fascinating subject, but we should possibly still move on beyond it.
They haven't even put Rosenborg on the map.
Dan, last week in the game, the first leg, it seemed, I didn't see the game myself, I read the reports, read your report actually from the match, but it was almost as if it was Dundalk as they were last season, where dominated the game, dominated possession, played really well, yet conceded this away goal. Is that something that they're going to rue? But what's the mentality, I suppose, going into this game then? It'd be the same way for Stephen Kenny, I'm sure, but that's got to affect them, the way that they've gone about things again in that first leg.
Yeah, I suppose the description of the game there probably fits the first half of the game last week. Not necessarily the second half. I think they burst out and they were brilliant for half an hour. They were back to themselves from last year. And there had been some signs since the mid-season break that they were coming back to form, but because of the quality of the opponent, you weren't really sure if that was the case. But you did watch them in the first half hour last week and say, yeah, they're back at it here. just in terms of sort of their application and energy, but also like their passing and sort of ball retention and stuff. Then they just conceded this incredible goal, incredibly bad goal before half time from a set piece, which unfortunately is a bit of a reminder of last year too, because that's what killed them really at vital times, just a routine set piece. And in fairness, in the second half, in a certain way, Rosenborg paid them a compliment because they were really happy with the 1-1. Rosenborg didn't really show a huge amount of ambition in the game. Now, speaking to one or two of the Dundalk players in the last couple of days, I mean, they've noted even on the videos of Rosenborg playing at home that they don't necessarily like overcommit in terms of pressing and stuff like that. The way they play is not quite in your face in that regard. But they were, it was almost an extreme version of that last week, and that they were very content. They did have moments on the counter-attack. They did have chances in the second half. And to be fair, you know, Dundalk didn't really look hugely comfortable in the last 15, 20 minutes, because all they were resorting to doing was just sort of swinging crosses into the box. And Rosenborg were well able to deal with that. There was no space in behind them at all. And that's something that the Dundalk players have spoken about, that actually, if Rosenborg are a bit more positive and aggressive, it might suit Dundalk a bit, because they might leave some gaps that weren't there last week in the second half of the game.
Robbie Benson's quotes after the last game were interesting. He was talking about how McElhenney, for his money, was the best player in the pitch. He said, "I don't think they have a player like that in their ranks." And he said, "I think we earned their respect tonight. We really had them on the back foot. They looked shell-shocked a little bit. You could see how delighted they were to score their goal in the second half," which all sounds very positive. The other side of that coin is they won't be shell-shocked this time around, and they'll have done their work on Dundalk as well for tomorrow evening.
Yeah, he's not wrong in terms of the McElhenney point. Like, and it's sort of what describing the way that they play. They don't necessarily have that sort of playmaker-type player. You know, they play this sort of 4-3-3. They have Nicholas Bentner through the middle, who's obviously a name that would be very familiar to people.
How did he look the last
year? As their central striker. It's strange. I didn't get the sense he was madly up for it. I mean, it's the kind of comment that comes back to haunt you. But he was ponderous at times, and I think it's something that Dundalk had looked at in the build up as well. That in terms of build and play, maybe Bentner can allow you to do that a bit. Yeah. He might necessarily be the hardest worker, and then he has that quality that can just turn it on. We know that. And the fact that they could go out and pay reasonable money to sign him is actually from Nottingham Forest. But but they have good players around them. They're actually quite an old, experienced side. There's not as if there's like 19, 20, 21-year-old lads here that are on their way up. Even McElhenney's, 23, 24. The rump of these lads are in their late 20s, early 30s, pretty experienced. They've been around the block, quite a few international caps. They're a sort of savvy bunch of players. So they seem pretty happy with the situation last week, and maybe their experience was telling them, don't do anything rash here. 1-1 is a good situation. Take these home and we'll beat them there. And I think what Dundalk are hoping is maybe that the surprise is still to come, and that they'll actually find that away from home, Dundalk can also be confident and keep the ball, and not, it's not just something that they do in their home games, like a home side having a go, that there might be a bit more to them than that. And that sort of psychology going into this game is that their expectation is that Rosenborg will be a way more positive, but can Dundalk cope with that and maybe shock them at the other end?
Dan, did Stephen Kenny address these fundamental errors that they continuously make? Because you mentioned before, these errors that they're making from set pieces, from open play, bad errors that they've sometimes it hasn't cost them, but sometimes maybe last week it could cost them in tonight's game. Has he addressed that? Has he spoke about that in the lead up to this game?
You know, he probably hasn't. Like, it hasn't something that he's been pressed on in great detail. Yeah. I guess he's kind of preempted it, Kev, in the sense that like he's you know, he's referred to the fact that it was just desperately unfortunate, but they need to cut it out. I guess the things you would expect someone to say in those. I think like, this is just particularly frustrating for him. I mean, some of the mistakes last year were, you know, maybe giving the ball away in the wrong areas and stuff like that. I mean, this was sort of a routine.
Goalkeeper mistakes last year as well.
Yeah, exactly. This was a set, to be fair, they were caught once or twice last year, but generally they would have prided themselves on being very well organised in terms of monitoring the opposition set pieces and their corners and stuff like that. So I think it really frustrated them that they conceded from just a basic marking problem. But and they have struggled at centre half this year since losing Andy Boyle, and there's no disguising that. He's been sort of floundering around all year trying to find the right partnership. And it looked like you had one with Brian Gartland, and Niklas Wemland is a Danish fella who they signed from Derry. Now, he actually went off injured last week, so he might have to change things again for tomorrow. So they probably have lacked that continuity in terms of their central defence that they had all through the last couple of years. And that has been one of their problems. And I guess that is the slight concern that while Dundalk have to score, and I believe they possibly will score, I really also believe that they will concede. Okay. So if they're going to go through, they're probably going to have to score more than once over here, and that's a big ask.
Okay. So then Cork are in Cyprus. They're 1-0 down against Larnaca. It was a scrappy second-half goal, which was the difference between the sides of Turner's Cross. John Coffey was talking about the game. He said of Larnaca, there's a strong Spanish influence in their team. They keep the ball very well. They have a number of seriously good players. It's a massive challenge to us. So talk to us about, I think we get a fair sense of where you are on the Dundalk front, that they have a chance because we've seen them do it at this level already away from home last year. What about Cork going to Cyprus?
Yeah, it's a strange one, because I think, in terms of the two Europa League games, Rovers and Cork are both going away a goal down. And it's hard to be optimistic about Rovers. In terms of Cork, they're miles ahead of Dundalk in the league. They're going to win the league this year. Yet at the same time, I still feel as though I'd be more confident about Dundalk in a European situation because they're probably that bit more experienced with all the games that they've had. And just listening to the Cork comments last week or even just before the game, they were speaking a bit more about needing to sit in and soak up pressure and hit on the counter. And a slightly different language than you would hear from Stephen Kenny maybe before a European game. And I did sense maybe after the game that John Coughlin was maybe a small bit downbeat about their prospects in the second leg, just about, it's going to be intensely warm over there. And, it's going to be, I think, 28, 30 degrees or something. And he wasn't necessarily killing you with positivity. Now, this could be one of the great ruses, and they're sort of preparing this great plot to do them over there. But the one thing I would say about Cork is I think their focus this year really is on winning the league. They haven't called off their games. Like, they played on Sunday in Bray. They played against Pats the previous Sunday before the Larnaca game. Other teams probably would have got those games called off. But I think they want to get the most out of Maguire and Kevin O'Connor before they go away. And the trade-off for that is they don't have the biggest squad. Caulfield was saying they're a bit tired last week. It may well just be that Europe is not the 100% be-all and end-all for them.
Yeah.
Relative to, with Dundalk, probably their season rests on tomorrow night. And realistically, the rest of their year depends on tomorrow night. With Cork, I still think they want to get that first league, and then they can sort of develop and sort of get the hand on the European thing. I'm just not sure that they're yet. I'd love to be wrong. It'd be fantastic if they went out and Maguire signed off on a high, but I just think it's not necessarily their tunnel vision. I think that winning the league is number one for them, and this would be a bonus, whereas with Dundalk, I think their priorities are obviously slightly different.
Yeah, so we'll talk about Rovers closer to that game. Is that Thursday?
That's Thursday as well. They're going to the Czech Republic, and they're 3-2 behind from the first leg. So that's, unfortunately, that's going to be a tough one. Mm. They need to win by two clear goals against a team that's probably, if you're going to catch them, would have been last week when they're coming out of pre-season. But Rovers are, they're very much a work in progress in every sense. And one or two of their players have showed some good signs in Europe. Graham Burke scored two terrific goals last week, and they'll probably give it a go because of that youth and energy they have, but probably maybe just a bit of an ask for them.
Dan, enjoy your evening in Trondheim. What is the local dish or delicacy that you must be trying this evening when you're in that neck of the woods?
I actually don't know. It's sort of coastal, so I'd assume you'd want to be going for some kind of fish or something. I'm not sure if it's renowned for
Dan? What sort of fish would you be having?
I'm not sure. I just feel like I'm desperately unprepared here. I've just landed here, and Joe wants to do something a bit more, Michael Palin-esque take on Trondheim. I'd be completely exposed as a fraud. I've been in the hotel since I've got here, pretty much. Maybe later on.
Later on, you're going to go down to the hotel restaurant, get a burger and chips, and go back up to your room.
Yeah, exactly. How the hell do I get out of Rosenberg as quickly as possible? Yeah. I tell them,
Enjoy the game tomorrow. We'll ask you about Trondheim in good time. I'm sure Kev and me and the listeners are all curious to hear about it.
It's the story they all want to hear, Joe.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Dan.
No worries. Chat to you soon, lads. Take care.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.